comes and does this, then what? Wait a minute. What are you thinking about? This pretending that you are a lover is a silly attitude that I see in everyone. I'm talking about you. You. Don't you do that? You pretend that you love her. Yes, Nelson Mandela loved her. Are you the same? Are you comparable even? But you pretend you are. Everybody pretends to be good, to be honest, to whatever, ta'aruf. Pretension. He says, let me get naked. Okay. Be naked. I declare that beloved is a fascist. He does whatever he wants. And I have no power. And I have no choice. And I love him. And that's good. This is that craziness I'm talking about. A lover is crazy. Because a lover is not supposed to have wishes except the wishes of beloved. That's what it is. So, yes?
Thou wilt burn thy house, burn it.
Yes. You want to burn your house, which is my heart, burn it. And I surrender to my beloved. Yes?
Who is he that will say, 'tis not allowed? Burn this house well, O furious lion. The lover's house is better so. Henceforth I will make this burning my Qibla, for I am the candle. I am bright by burning.
The candle is good when it is bright because it's burning itself, and I'm ready to do that. I don't want to sleep tonight, yes?
Abandon sleep tonight, O Father, for one night traverse the district of the sleepless. Look on these who have become frenzied and been killed like moths by union.
Frenzied, I don't know. Because the word in Persian is Arabic, is majnun. And you know what majnun means. Crazy. Because for us, that's the best title for a lover. So the famous lover for us is that majnun. Yes?
Look on this ship of creatures, sunk in love. You would say that love's throat has become a dragon, an invisible, heart-ravishing dragon. It is a magnet to draw the reason that is like a mountain. Every druggist whose reason became acquainted with him dropped the trays into the water of the river.
He's explaining what? Craziness. Beyond the logic. Because that's what the love is. Logic is me, thinking about me, protecting me, 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 me. A lover is not supposed to have me. His beloved is craziness. He says, look around. In the stories, we talk about it like that. In the examples, we see that, we experience it, because logic is for what? Where did logic appear? First living cell as a logic. right? Yeah. Living creature starts with the division of me and existence. What a stupid division. Because you cannot divide it. There is no real barrier. Every living creature is connected to the environment. But let go of all of that, because this logic was created, was necessary and useful for animals, and all these improvement of living creatures up to us. With us, something else happened. What is that? What is the difference between me and animal? What is it? I know the meaning of honesty. No animal knows that. Because logic doesn't support the honesty, does it? All the animals, not the animals, even plants are cheating. That's the game of the life. We are developed. We are super connected with language, writing. We are even connected to a dead fellow. This is what it is. He says, you know what? I love this craziness, because that apple is a problem, is a problem maker, and it bothers me. Yes?
Go. For you will not emerge from this river unto everlasting. In truth, there is none to be compared with him. O false pretender, open your eye and see. How long will you say, I know not that or this?
Yes, this is what your life is, the game of philosophy. I don't know this, I know that, I don't believe in that. Yes. Shut up. What are you talking about? Yes.
Ascend from the plague of hypocrisy and deprivation. Mm-hmm. Enter the world of life and self-subsistence.
Yeah, that the spiritual life, here he will say Hayy and Qayyum, both are Arabic words. Hayy means alive and Qayyum means the stand-up fellow, responsible fellow. He says that spiritual existence that we explain it with life and being responsible of humanity, go in that field. Yes?
So that I see not may become I see. And
yeah. The stuff that will say, I don't see that, I don't see that, you will change and they will become, yes, I saw that, I saw that. Yes.
And these I know nots of yours may be turned into I know. Pass beyond intoxication and be one who bestows intoxication. Move away from this mutability into his permanence.
Translation, please. Because the Persian is, let go of wanting to be drunk. Make other people drunk. Don't think about me. Think about we. Because I am a part of we. Culturally, that part of me, that's the part I'm talking about, not the animal one. That spiritual one is what? Is being enlightened and think about the other people. Yes, be crazy. don't think about your benefit. Yes?
How long will you take pride in this intoxication? Tis enough. There are so many intoxicated at the top of every street. If the two worlds were filled with those whom the friend has intoxicated, they all would be one, and that one is not despicable.
This is the trick that you don't think ever. If everybody will try to be a good human being, then what will happen? There is a good being, humanity, and they are one. There is no difference. The difference was in that animal competition and all that. Therefore, if the existence is full of these real lovers, they are not silly and they are not alone, they are one. Yes.
This is no wise rendered despicable by multitude. Who is despicable? A body server, the fiery nature. Though the world is filled with the sun's light, how should that splendor of beauteous flame be despicable?
You see, again, everything leads to light, because that will explain the spirit that we are talking about. Just look at the light, look at the sun. What is the sun doing? Giving energy and everything to everyone, and doesn't ask for anything, does it? And whoever will fade in the sun will become the light. Yes?
But notwithstanding all this, mount higher, since God's earth is spacious and delightful. Although this intoxication is like the white falcon, in the earth of transcendence, there is superior to it. Go, become an Israfil in distinction, an inspirer of spirituality, and intoxicated, and an intoxicator.
Since all this intoxication that he repeatedly puts here is being drunk, which I believe is a little bit different. Yes?
Since the intoxicated man's heart is occupied with thoughts of merriment, it has become his practice. I don't know this and I don't know that. What is the purpose of I don't know this and I don't know that? In order that you may say who he is whom we know.
Whenever you say, I don't know this, I don't know that, means I know something else. I don't know this, I know something else. He says, oh, let's talk about the stuff that you know. Stop this, that I don't know this, I don't know that, I doubt this, I don't understand this. All the philosophic excuses that you bring in. Yes?
In discourse, negation is for the purpose of affirmation. Cease from negating and begin to affirm. Come, leave off this is not and that is not. Bring forward that one who is real being. Leave negation and worship only, leave negation and worship only that real being. Learn this, O Father, from the drunken Turk.
I'm going to bring in another story, which is a Turk which is drunk and does a stupid thing and all that, to explain this to you, because this is very important. Everybody is busy with pretending and talking about, I don't know this, I don't know that. Says, the hell with you. Put aside this, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Because we are not talking about your knowledge here. We are talking about